voters and try and slip it into something.
Well, was that the specific issue of this election that you were describing, Mr. Hogan, that the voters specifically turned down this fire requirement?
Not on the documents we're talking about, but on the creating of standards for the various firefighting agencies. And it was the standards that were created, and I think the fire agencies worked on it and put it together. The one that I remember the best is when the county adopted it, and Grants Pass Rural, I believe, and I can't think of the gentleman's deceased.
Walt Miller
was very upset about the fact that they were going to be excluded because of that. And he went out and got signatures and had it on the ballot, and it went down in flames. And it was over standards on how, you know, how fire departments should have standards, and made all kinds of sense. But unfortunately, the public got theirs, got fired up, and just broke it down. And I know since the fire district issue, when we were looking at the fire district, the same kind of scenario occurred. And I think that's why it got defeated as well, is the creation of standards that we're going to exclude somebody.
Okay. I don't think we want to end run around the voters and slip that into the top and get to vote on it. We keep it broad and wide.
Okay. Should we move on?
Sure. Okay, number seven, our last recommendation. Basically, this represents a major change in the fire safety zones around buildings, elements.
Malcolm, can I interrupt you just a minute?
Let's change the tape.
Oil the batteries.